It's an update on changes at Connect Transit. Bloomington Normal's bus system is embarking on a comprehensive operational analysis. In this Sound Ideas preview, Connect Transit General Manager Andrew Johnson talks about the changes with WGLT's Willis Kern.
I guess the only thing certain by this comprehensive operational analysis, or COA, is change, particularly with where and when the buses will be running. Why is there need for this change?
Well, one of the things we have to do as the managers of Connect Transit is make sure we're making the most efficient and effective use of the taxpayer resources that we have, making sure that we're putting service on the street that serves the greatest majority of the citizens of Bloomington Normal. Our current route structure does not do that. It's very inefficient, in some cases redundant, multiple buses running on the same stretches of road. It does not have good frequency, i.e. how often the bus comes. And it generally is not very simple to use. It's a very complex system. We want to streamline that and make it easier for people in Bloomington Normal.
But you've seen tremendous growth in ridership over the past few years. So I guess why is the change necessary? Aren't you doing things right the way you are?
Well, we are doing things very well. And you certainly have to be doing things well to be named the most outstanding system in North America like we were in 2015. But you have to keep moving, too. There's an old phrase that I like to repeat. It's, even if you're on the right track, if you sit still, you're going to get run over by the train. So we need to keep evolving and keep moving. And the thing that we have to remember is public transportation is one of the economic drivers in Bloomington Normal. Millennials want more public transportation. Companies that want to look at moving to Bloomington Normal want to make sure that those transportation options are there. This plan is going to provide that.
So let's try and drill down on some of these particular changes that you're looking at making. Right now, riders can look at maps, but they can't really compare, for instance, what the Orange H is today to what the Orange H line will be in the future because of these changes. So how would you suggest riders review their proposed map?
Well, I think the best thing to do is go to the website that we've set up for this, connecttransitcoa.com. And you can compare the old route map with the new route map. And there's also an interactive map that you can use that will allow you to see exactly where those buses will be going. It allows you to scale in. It also allows you to take a look at the current ridership at areas throughout the community so you can see exactly why we're doing what we're doing, making sure that this is a much more efficient service that's going to the majority of our customers.
That's Connect Transit General Manager Andrew Johnson speaking with WGLT's Willis Kern. There's more of this interview ahead at 11 this morning during GLT Sound Ideas. That's also when you hear from ISU political scientist Carrie Melita about the latest presidential primary results. Find complete interviews and Sound Ideas podcasts at WGLT.org.